Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 16th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Court blocks warrant over face AI. ChatGPT connects to banks. YouTube expands likeness detection. Commerce Bank cites AI cuts. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. An Amtsgericht in Reutlingen rejected a request for pre-trial detention because a facial recognition match was judged too vague. In a decision dated the 11th of February, judges called the police software ominous for lacking documentation of how it works, its reference data, and error rates. The case began after a shoplifting and assault incident in October 2025. A BKA search produced a hit, and prosecutors sought a warrant citing prior offenses. The court said the system result alone cannot justify a major rights infringement. Authorities must disclose validation and rely on ordinary investigative steps, not opaque algorithmic labels. OpenAI is rolling out a finance feature that lets pro users in the United States connect bank accounts to ChatGPT for personalized analysis. The system links accounts through Plaid, covering more than 12,000 institutions, and builds a dashboard of spending, subscriptions, portfolio performance, and upcoming bills. Conversations with connected accounts use GPT 5.5, thinking by default, and store user-provided details as financial memories, which can be viewed or deleted. ChatGPT has read-only access and cannot change accounts. Synced data is deleted after 30 days. OpenAI warns this is not licensed financial or tax advice. More than 200 million people use ChatGPT monthly for budget and planning.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. YouTube is now offering its AI likeness detection to all users aged 18 and older, letting nearly anyone register a selfie-style scan to monitor the site for lookalike videos. When a match is found, YouTube alerts the user, who can then request removal. The company says removal requests so far have been very small. The tool began with creators and later covered officials, journalists, and entertainment figures. Takedown decisions rely on privacy rules and consider whether content is realistic, labeled as AI-generated, and if the person is uniquely identifiable. Parody is exempt. The system checks facial likeness only, and users can withdraw and delete their data. Commerce Bank Chief Bettina Orlop said a very large share of the planned 3,000 job cuts stems from artificial intelligence. She cited reductions at external call centers and fewer IT contractors to protect in-house staff. The measures, tied to profit targets, aim to deter a takeover by UniCredit and persuade shareholders. Orlop said dismissals would be avoided and the process handled socially. UniCredit owns nearly 30% and has offered 0.485 UniCredit shares for each Commerce Bank share, collecting until the 16th of June, extendable to the 3rd of July. She criticized comments from an ECB vice president and defended the government's stake of over 12%.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.